You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
I'm Peanut Tillman, and this is the NFL Players Second Acts Podcast. I got my Uncle Roman Harper with me. What's up, baby?
I'm used to that. I'm doing well. I'm really enjoying myself, including being your uncle today. So, first and foremost, let's always thank our viewers, when your listeners, wherever you pick up your podcast, whether it's Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, which you have right here behind us. Tell a friend, give us a 5-star rating. Tell a friend to tell a friend to do what, Peanut?
Tell a friend.
Exactly. Hit that review, click follow. Do all the things that I'm telling you to do. Peanut, we're here in Las Vegas.
Super Bowl 58.
I like that.
Radio Row, Mandalay Bay.
I mean, great energy. Look at our set.
Great atmosphere.
We're right here where everybody has to come in. They got to see us. We see them. We've seen so many great friends, former teammates. We got guests for you all lined up that we're going to be rolling out the next few weeks with all the interviews and all the content that we are collecting right now.
Was there a person that you were excited to see today?
Yes, it was Coach Prime.
Yeah, I was excited about that one.
LT, Lawrence Taylor.
Yes, another good one.
Who's a bad mofo. I mean, he still scares people. I don't think anybody's messing with him. And then, of course, T.O., because I had to give him some shades because I know he's my guy.
I'm excited about our next guest. This guy is one of the greatest receivers of all time.
Top three. All time.
One of the greatest receivers of all time, inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2018. He is now an entrepreneur in the fitness game, and he is here on behalf of Eminem's, ladies and gentlemen, Terrell Owens.
T.O., T.O.
I know your name, Peanut Tillman. You know what I mean? These don't have peanut in them, but it's peanut butter.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I did that commercial. They just revealed the full commercial. Had a chance to work with Bruce Smith. I know y'all just had LT on, but fellow Hall of Famer Bruce Smith, Dan Marino. They showed everybody had the chance to share the screen with a phenomenal actress, Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah,
oh, that's
Scarlett
big time.
Johansson.
Well, you Black Widow.
Yeah,
rolling with the big boy.
So, yeah, the premise of the commercial is like almost champions. So she's almost had an Oscar. And us, we almost won a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
Super Bowl.
All you guys.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously chocolates, comfort food. So they got this ring of comfort, you know, they made out of chocolates, M&M's and stuff like that. So, yeah, M&M's.com. Go check out the full commercial.
Look at that. We already got the plug right here.
You know what I mean?
Got, right, check got that plug out.
Did we get some?
Yeah, man.
All right, cool.
I brought you some peanut right here.
Okay,
peanut.
Bet. All right. Now, I got to know this because I know you personally. So what's it like being 50, bro? I mean, you're already in phenomenal shape. I mean, how you holding on to yourself, man? You still looking like you ready?
He needs peanut butter M&M's, man, as you get older, obviously body changes, things of that nature. I've been able to maintain my level of fitness just by eating healthy, to be quite honest. I'm not one of those guys just kind of just let myself go.
It's true.
I'm always trying to be active. I got my son is in, you know, just finished college. He's training. Hopefully be on an NFL team next year somewhere. My daughter's playing volleyball, and then my young 9-year-old, she's active. So I just try to stay active, man.
You still on the Waffle House every now and then?
Oh, anywhere that there's a Waffle House, I'm going. And people that follow my stories, if you see the hashtag and the number, people are like, what is that number? That's the store number.
So
I always tag that as well.
I think that's the most interesting thing about Terrell that people don't know. It's like, oh, no, he in Waffle House.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the thing is, people are like, oh, Waffle House is nasty. You can find healthy alternatives or options anywhere you can go.
Yes.
Right. So for me, like I said, I don't eat all the other stuff. Like I go egg whites, sliced tomatoes, and I gotta have me a waffle. So yeah, they got all the sausage, egg and cheese, all that stuff. They got all of that, but I don't indulge.
Now, are there any other football leagues that we're gonna see you in that are fan controlled?
Hey, you never know, man. They got this UFL, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You think you can play in UFL right now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Like a whole season or like a quarter?
I mean, I would have to strategically, like I said, third down in red zone. where, again, like I said, I would be a viable option. Like I said, to go out there and run, honestly, I got to be realistic. I'm not going to run you 50, 60, 70 snaps.
Right.
But when you think about the advantages and obviously the game, the teams that are playing in the Super Bowl today, they are here today because they moved the chains in third down, those critical downs.
Right.
And in the red zone, that's where the pay dirt is. That's where you got to score points. Look at the Ravens. Yeah. What happened with Zay Flowers? He couldn't get it right at the end zone. You know what I mean? Fumble the ball. That's where you move the chains, and that's where you end up being in the Super Bowl by putting points on the board.
Right now, money on the line, you were Ocho Cinco in a 40. Who winning?
But man, would give me my money, boy. If you bet on him, you done lost. You done lost.
When's the last time you timed yourself in a 40? Because I seen you run
probably
a 4-4.
About a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Yeah. I've seen you run 4-4. Yeah,
and what was it? 4-4 what?
It was like about a 4-4-3, 4-4-5, somewhere
in
there.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. My boy's still rolling.
What you got right now?
Right now?
I mean, I'll give you like a couple minutes.
No question. That thing pulled.
No joke, though. You got to stay active, though. You got to stay moving.
Pulled hamstring.
Now, how do you stay busy off the field? I know you're an entrepreneur. You got Prototype 81.
Yeah,
talk
that's
about
my clothing
that
line. So it's like
I checked out the site.
Men
I liked
and women.
It. Yeah.
So unisex. So it's like for women, it's like hoodies, joggers, crop tops, leggings. I have a few pieces of performance wear. Obviously, athletic.
Yeah.
But again, like I said, I'm trying to get more in the trendy. Like I said, hoodies, things of that nature, streetwear.
Yeah.
Just comfy. You know what I mean? Just comfort.
I would know this. If you could play for any quarterback in today's NFL right now, who would it be and why?
I would have to go with one of the guys. Both of those guys are playing in the Super Bowl right now, especially Patrick Mahomes. Just his ability, obviously, to play inside the pocket, and he can play outside the pocket. When you look at my career, unfortunately, I didn't get to play my tenure with Steve Young.
Yeah.
But you think about how he was early on in his career. Mm-hmm. Obviously, pocket passer, but when he got out of the pocket, he can make plays with his feet. Obviously, scramble drill, you know, for a defense, that's a nightmare. Obviously, trying to get uncover guys. I made literally a living because I understood the scramble drill and understanding the duress that the quarterback is under.
Right.
When they get out of the pocket, all they're looking for is your team color. They're looking for the opposite color for you to your team to throw the ball to. So that's what I did. I tried to get in the visibility of the quarterback so they can get me the ball so I can do what I do. I called it MYA, make yourself available when that quarterback is out the pocket.
And you did a hell of a job doing that your whole career. I know you're busy. You got to run. Appreciate you stopping by, giving us some M&Ms.
Shout out to M&Ms again.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of
it. I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The next guest that we're going to be rolling out and showing out to you is Victor Cruz. Now, yes, this was recorded on Thursday before the Super Bowl and Honors Night, where he will be talking about his prestigious honor, which is the Captain Morgan Fan of the Year Award that he's been glorious and been the campaign manager.
The last three years
of rolling that out and rewarding that to a fan throughout the year. Pretty crazy. I can't wait to show it to you guys. Here it is.
We're here with our next guest. He salsaed his way into the hearts of Giants fans during his career. Made the Pro Bowl. He's an All-Pro. Since leaving the team, he's been on TV. He's an analyst, model, entrepreneur, and he's here on behalf of Captain Morgan. Ladies and gentlemen, Victor Cruz.
Man, that was pretty good.
I'm trying to get back into TV. Not like this dude, you know.
Yeah, because he butchered sausage.
Well, it's a made-up word.
It's a made-up word. So you can say however you
That's
want.
That's what I was saying. I was like, he sausage.
You can put your own swing.
I blame that on Thomas, our producer. But okay. Anyway, man, what's with this joint right here? What is this?
So this is the Fan of the Year trophy for this year's Fan of the Year, man. A bunch of nominees from all over the country, obviously.
I saw the commercial. It was great.
It's incredible, right?
What's in the commercial? Describe the commercial.
It's just highlighting all of the Fans of the Year. Yes. And just all the things that they go through, the process.
The pre-gaming.
Like, it's really intense. Like, the things that they do. Like, you think we love football growing up? Like, this is a different level.
Different level.
So, and then on Saturday, we'll have all of the Fan of the Year nominees pull up to the Sports Illustrated party and come hang out with us.
Oh, they're going to be flipping out.
They're going to have a blast. They're going to be going crazy. I've done this. This is what, my third year in a row doing the Fan of the Year experience. And I'm always surprised every year at the level of fandom of these Fans of the Year nominees, bro. Like, they're second to none.
All right, tell me this. Have you ever seen, like, a weird random tattoo from one of these fans?
Of course. What? Okay. That's the light. That's the least
What's
of what
the weirdest
we gotta
tattoo
wear?
You've seen?
Well, the fan crazy tattoo. One, I've seen, you know,
and
I've
where?
Seen Green Bay Packer helmets, like, under the armpit. Ooh. I've seen them on their, close to their hearts, like, obviously, like, chest joint. I've hearts. Seen, like... I've been to these people's homes where their houses are just
decorated,
fully decorated. Yeah. Like, not even just man caves type stuff. Like, the whole crib is decorated of their favorite teams. And the lineage goes back to, like, their dad's dad. Like, it's crazy.
All right. So, what was your – because we always have one. We like to go through this with different guys.
Okay.
What was your first, like, welcome to the NFL moment? Like, man, okay, this is the league.
Okay, that's a good
because you
good
crushed
question.
Preseason. You crushed it. No, but you came out of nowhere. I remember this.
Yep. And I think the biggest thing actually came before I got into the. I was in the league already, but it was my freshman year, my rookie year. Obviously, the second year is when we won the Super Bowl.
Right.
But my first year was, you know, I played that year. I got hurt. I was on IR. Finished the year out. But that summer, going into the next year, it was a lockout.
Yeah.
And Eli didn't have anybody to throw to. He lived in New Jersey, obviously. He didn't go back home to Mississippi or, like, New Orleans where he's from. So he's at home, and I get a call, and I look at my phone, I'm like, Eli Manning? I'm like, this got to be, like, a typo. He must be having the wrong number. He calls me. He's like, yo, I need somebody to throw to. Can you pull up to Hoboken this morning and come and just throw with me and whatever? And I'm just like, yeah. Like, I'm, like, nervous.
Yeah.
And I pull up, and we're in a dog park outside of his crib in Hoboken, New Jersey, throwing the ball at 7:30 a.m., and he's giving me kind of the tricks of the trade of our offense, things he likes within the offense, things he wanted to see, and just different plays he likes to run. Like, I could tell that this was like, I needed to cherish this moment because I'm getting a step ahead of other people right now, and I need to just pay attention. And that led to us having a great rapport when the season came, and I got my opportunity and took advantage of it. We won a Super Bowl that year. So, like, that moment really just – prepared me for like, A, what the NFL is and what a elite level quarterback throws like. Yep. I had blisters on my thumbs. Yeah. I ain't have gloves on or nothing. I just
you
pulled
had no
up.
Gloves?
I ain't even had no gloves, bro. And I'm just like catching the ball and I'm like, ooh, that one hurt. I just gotta throw it back and just stay
right
strong,
on the laces.
Baby, stay
yeah.
strong.
Yeah.
So that was one of the biggest moments for me.
But what was one of the greatest memories ooh. That you've had? We've all been to Super Bowl. We what, 50? I played in what Super Bowl did you go to?
I only count the one I won.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Smart.
40. So 46,
yes,
right?
Yep.
What was the best memory you had in Super Bowl 46?
Oh, man. I think the best memory, obviously the things leading up to it, right? The stuff with the teammates and the locker rooms and yeah. the practices, those are always memories. But, I mean, to score a touchdown in that game. And like what people
bobble,
do, and to do this, it was a bobble. But we called it now.
You called
we
it.
We called
now.
It, yeah, and no it was matter. Funny because you know, from my vantage
the linebacker
point,
was flashing right
exactly.
through. I saw
yeah,
it.
I'm looking, and I not only am I looking for the ball, but the linebacker's eyes are right at me, and I'm like, if he looks back, he got an interception.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I got to stay focused. So it hit me and bobbled it, and then I called
it. Good catch.
But what people don't know is that like my godfather and high school football coach were like five rows up from right where I scored the touchdown.
That's dope.
So to dance and score, and I look up and pointed at them, and they up clapping, going crazy. Like that was one of the biggest memories to see two guys that watched me grow up.
Yeah.
And then to be there for one of the biggest moments in my career was pretty cool.
All right. What was it? How did you get chosen to be mic'd up for that game? Because I went back and watched the YouTube. Like you were talking, you were just so excited. Like
man, you could
like,
tell pure excitement.
Well,
pure
joy. Like, dude, I'm just out here. Just
I
like,
didn't even
like
know that I was mic'd. I think he might have told me, but I got so many things going through my head. I completely forgot that I was mic'd up. Thank God I didn't say nothing too crazy. But like, that was all very genuine and very, very excited. I mean, I'm a 24-year-old, 25-year-old kid that just fulfilled his dream. Like, yeah. You know, you dream about it, like playing on the street with your friends and the red car is the end zone and you in the Super Bowl, like, on, you know? So, like, to actually do it in real life was life-changing for me.
I think one of the most exciting parts when I watched the YouTube video of you during the Super Bowl was when Mario Manningham made that catch down the sidelines. Bananas, right?
Bananas.
Like, and you just went crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it wasn't even your play.
One
absolutely.
Foot, 2 foot. Yep, he caught. He is. Yeah,
I was pumped.
It was good narration
pumped.
That you gave when
because
I watched
I'm
it
like,
too.
Because you know, there's moments, and then obviously going into that game, you know, you don't know the football gods is going to be on your side. It's the second time we play in the same team. They got Brady. They got Welker. They got everything they've had over there that, to be successful over the last years.
And you guys just got hot in the playoffs,
and we just hit it right. So I don't know if this is like NFL guys like, all right, it's their turn now. And I'm like, not this one, because I'm this is my first one. Like, don't let them be now. Let them get the next year or something. So you just don't know. And there's always a play that changes the momentum.
That was it.
It was the David Tyree helmet catch, right? Yep. It was, you know, Julian Edelman toe catch
like Atlanta.
There's always one that shifts the joint. So I knew Mario, if this was a catch, this was gonna be the one that shifts the joint. So I'm watching, and you know, they obviously challenged it or whatever. So I'm looking at it and I'm like, one, two, get, oh, like it was just such a real moment. And I knew that that play could be the one that changes the momentum.
So speaking of moments, 6 years, what was your proudest NFL moment?
Ooh, proudest NFL moment. Probably my first catch in the preseason, like to have a one-handed catch up the sideline in MetLife Stadium. Moms in attendance.
Yeah. You were single digit number two when
I was
you first
three.
Got. Yeah,
yeah,
I remember
you know,
this. Because
you know
I'm
how
like,
it is. They give
like,
you the,
who is this guy that's crushing it right now?
You know,
now?
They give you the single digit numbers when they don't think you're going to make the team. You know, they just like, we ain't got a number for you yet. So take what you had in college and live with it. You know what I mean? So to have a one-handed touchdown up the sideline, kind of trip, regain my balance, going up the sideline against the Jets at the crib. I lived 20 minutes down the road. Like all those things culminating was like, okay, this is a moment. And then to proceed to have two more touchdowns the rest of that game.
Yeah.
And then kind of just be like, okay, I belong here. You know what I mean? Like, I could play at this level and really do it at the high level and see where it takes me. Like, that was a moment for me. For
sure. I don't think enough people understand is when you have a great preseason game, like, everybody else in the league is put on notice. And then, like, bro, they can't cut you no more. Like,
yeah. Yep.
Like, he balled out. You 100%. Get three interceptions in a preseason game. You score three touchdowns. You made the team that year.
Absolutely.
And we're going to find a way.
They're going to figure it out. And I remember playing special. You know, they do the special teams thing, trying to find your niche. And I just wasn't a special teams guy.
On like, any of them.
On any of
Me
them.
Me neither.
I just wasn't that guy. You know, I tried to do it. But, you know, I got an opportunity. Some guys were hurt and some guys didn't play that week three against Philly. And I got my shot, man. And I ended up, three catches, 100 yards, two touchdowns. And they was like, oh, okay. We don't need to put you on special teams. You got a niche out here. We need to put you out here. So you can use your athleticism and use your kind of, you know, spontaneity while I'm out here playing and creativeness and go out there and perform.
All right, let's talk about the transition because, you know, this is the NFL Players Second Act podcast. Okay. So let's talk about this second act that you've been on. You've been a TV analyst. You've done, like you're doing right now, you said you want to be an actor. You said you want to be a TV host before your show got messed up during COVID. But golf.
Mm.
Let's go there.
My guy's paying attention. He's looking at the joint. Let's go there. He's watching things. Yeah. Like, golf has changed just, it's such a life sport, right? Yes. And I'm going to be honest, it's my daughter that really got me open to it.
Because I heard
about
she's
been
that.
Playing since she was five. She's 12 now. And I went to go, you know, I wasn't going to watch her do the lesson. And I wasn't even into it when she was five yet. It wasn't until she was like 7, 8. And I took her to her lesson. And my daughter's very energetic, rambunctious, loves to talk loud, moving around. And we get to the course. And she's like, Daddy, I want to warm up a little bit before the lesson starts. I'm like, cool. She dropped three balls on the putting green, grabbed her putter, was like, quiet, calm down, like hit three. And I said, this is the sport that gets you to shut up? Oh, I'm doing this with you. Like, we're doing this together.
Yeah.
And
you've never seen her like that.
I had never seen her just be locked in like that. And I was like, I want to play this game with you because, you know, I just want to go on this journey with you and see where it lands us. So I started taking lessons. Realized very quickly that I need to take a lot more lessons to figure this thing out. But once you hit one flush,
it's nothing better.
Oh my God, it's nothing better.
Trying to recreate
and
that
I've
moment
been
every
addicted
time.
Addicted ever since, bro. And I've through that addiction and through me getting better over the years, pretty fairly quickly. Because again, I'm addicted, right? Yep. I can't go.
How much golf you play a year?
I mean, last year, and these are just the games that I log. You know, on the Grant, I have the app.
Yeah.
I played 36 rounds of golf last year, and those are the ones that I just put into the app.
Right, right.
I played maybe 50-something total, like, because I'm traveling here. Golf clubs is with me right now in the hotel. I'm never traveling without them. I'm playing against Saquon tomorrow, so, like, bring your A game. So it's always the competitiveness is still there, but the camaraderie is what I love the most. And then you get the opportunity. Like, I got the opportunity to play at Marco Simone and at the Ryder Cup at that Pro-Am. And be in Italy and like play golf in the, you know, in the illest spot in Italy. Like,
yeah.
You can't beat some of those things, man.
No.
And it's just opened up so many more doors and resources and just people that it's really been a game changer for me.
The amazing thing to me, what I learned is that if you're like halfway decent, I don't need you to be in the 70s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But if you be in the upper 80s, low 90s, like
right.
We can play.
You can get around.
And then like you will get invited to so many other people because people love to play golf.
100%. Yeah. The first thing I learned. First lesson, before I even swung a golf club, my instructor said to me, he was like, I need you to remember two things. I need you to play fast and have fun. And I was like, okay, I could do that. Like, in the beginning, you know, you're hitting it all around. You're like, let me pick this thing up and meet you at the next tee box. I ain't about to be back here hitting it 100 times. As you get better, though, you start to understand the game and you understand how to hit balls and you understand. Like, I'm a G outside of the rough in the bushes because that's where you get the most practice the first 2 years is like, I'm going to hit it out of these bushes. I'm going to hit it out of there.
I'm always in trouble.
So I can get that practice. Now when I get in trouble, there's a certain confidence to get out of that. Or
yeah.
If I have a window, I know how to hit it out of that. It's the same in life, right? Same thing I tell my daughters, like, you get into these troubles in life, you got to find that window to hit it out of. You got to mm-hmm. find that little safety net for you to say, okay, how am I going to plan myself to get out of this jam that I'm in?
Right.
It's no different in golf than in real life.
I stay whooping your butt in golf. Every time we go, I
like
stay.
That?
I stay. Oh,
like
my God. That? Rome is terrible. Rome is terrible. But speaking of entrepreneurship, right?
Yep.
I know you got an investment in Eastside Golf.
Correct.
What do you like about their brand?
Oh, man. Well, first of all, I just love that they're two young brothers that are just figuring it out.
And, I got stuff with them.
And just venturing off into a world that doesn't have many people like us in it.
Yeah.
So because of that and because of their authenticity, right, they're real golfers. Like, they're really nice with it. Obviously, Olajuwon's still trying to become pro and do all of those things. Like, they're really real about it. Not just two guys trying to make some money off some golf. Like, these guys are really passionate about the sport.
And walking the walk.
And that's what really kind of gravitated me to them. And then, obviously, having two guys to just talk to about the game that have done it at a very high level and through the college ranks and all of that good stuff. It's just good to have guys like that in my back pocket. And then from a business perspective, I just saw the growth of golf from when I got into it around the COVID year or whatever. And just to now, it's grown exponentially.
Yep. Yeah.
And I kind of saw that early on, and I was like, let me get behind these brothers and see just where it goes. And just have A, some cool stuff to rock when I'm out there playing, and then B, be behind something that's authentic and see and just kind of see where it takes them.
I just ordered a shirt. I didn't know nothing about it until you came on, and I'm looking at the bio. I was like, oh, Eastside. Oh, what is that? Okay.
And you still think he beat me in golf. He didn't even know about Eastside golf.
Yeah, it's starting to be a little shaky now. It's starting to, the like, facts ain't starting to shake up right now, to be honest.
Exactly. You see, I didn't say nothing. I'm like, okay,
it'll play itself out. It'll play itself out.
Exactly.
Rome ain't never beat me in nothing.
Uh-oh.
Okay. That's why he's crying now. That's look at him. Okay. Look at them tears. Okay. That's why he crying now. He cry every time I'm right.
Oh wow. Every time I laugh. Anyway. No, so last thing, and I want to get, you know, after this, and I want to bring back up this Captain Morgan thing. Yep. And so for you to be the league spokesperson and that man that represents the fan of the year for the last 3 years, you said.
Yes, sir.
Like, what is that? What does that responsibility come with, and how does that make you feel? Because I know, you know, playing in New York has its own advantages, but you're from there, being a part of that, and now doing this and being a part of the NFL. Let's talk about that.
Well, it's pretty incredible, right? Because if you look at my journey, right, I've always kind of prided myself on being the people's champ. Like, I grew up right down the road from Giant Stadium. I'm the guy with 25 family members at the game, all from Patterson, moving around. You're going to spot them when you see them type of thing. You know who they are when you walk through the stadium. And I've always been just mixed in with the people. So I've always, you know, when I'm at the mall in Jersey or I move around normally, so people see me and they kind of go, you just walk around here? No, I'm like, yeah. Like,
you can relate to
same
that.
Thing I used to do when I was a kid walking around. It's no different for me. So to always carry myself as a people's champ, as a man of the people, in my opinion, to be able to represent Captain Morgan and represent the fans of the year, it just makes sense because I'm always interacting with the fans all year long, every day, no matter if I'm in New Jersey or if I'm in California or if I'm in Vegas. Like, the fans are everywhere. So to be able to represent all of them and to be able to hand them this award and be like, thank you for your fandom and thank you for your love of this game that I grew up loving my entire life, like, it's a pretty big honor for me and something that I don't take lightly.
Yeah, I know I said that was my last question, but I lied.
Okay.
See?
What's next?
He always lying. I'm telling you.
What's next for Victor Cruz? Because you do a lot of different things, and I know you got a lot of different goals, but I want to know personally, because I see you on TV, but what's next for you in your mind?
I mean, I think it's so many things. I think it's continuing to navigate all these spaces. I always look at my life in pillars, right? Sports is one pillar. The entrepreneurship is one pillar. Me in the TV space is one pillar. So as long as all those things are moving at the same time, I always want to be in those things together. Now, one may show his head and be like, okay, this is a big deal that's risen up from one of these pillars that you should take seriously for a minute and kind of push those things to the side. Then when those things come up, I'll do that and approach those things accordingly. But I just want to move all those pillars together. I remember somebody told me a lot of little checks always add up to one big one. So as long as I can continue to do that and continue to provide for my family and my little one at the crib, like, we good to go.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. All right, man. Appreciate you coming on the podcast, you, Captain Morgan. And, I can't wait to see who the fan of the year is.
Yeah, man. I'm excited. Thanks for you too, man. I've been a fan of you guys forever. I'm just happy y'all ain't picking me off. You know, I'm a receiver. Glad these guys have never intercepted me, never had to deal with trying to chase them down from behind after a pick. So thank you.
We in New Orleans, we used to love seeing the Giants because we had Eli's number. So, like, it was never good.
I mean, we played y'all one time, and this might have been just after you. And we was, man, by the time we looked up, the game started, we were amped up, and Drew Brees scored on us like four times. I looked up, it was 27-6. I said, man, this is over before it started. And then I looked around at the crowd. I was like, I wonder what the crowd's doing. And I looked at the crowd. Everybody was partying. Like, they wasn't even worried about the game. Women had her back turned with an umbrella like, yeah, we hanging out today. I said, oh, yeah, let's get on up out of here, man. Ain't no point in playing this one out.
So blessed to have T.O. and Cruz on the show, man. They did an awesome job.
Dude, why you just catch me off guard like that? It was like quiet. So, okay, anyways.
I didn't know I had to look at you. But you looked at me, right? You were like, go.
This is live TV, and this is what we do.
Oh, my God.
And so, look, thank you for always tuning in, all of our viewers, all of our listeners, wherever you pick up your podcast, that was Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. Please tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And you, give us a 5-star rating, click follow, give us a review, and we will see you later.
T.O. Cruz, appreciate y'all. Thanks.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.